Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Tes Avodah Zarah 19. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is describing and expounding upon the first chapter of Psalms. And the first chapter of Psalms begins, Ashrei Ha'ish Asher Lo Halach Ba'atzas Rishayim. Fortunate is the person who has not walked with the counsel of the wicked, Uvederech Hata'im Lamad, did not stand amongst the sinners, Uvemoshav Leitzim Uyoshav, and did not sit with those who are mockers. Kim B'Torah Hashem Chavtso, just he delighted in the Torah of God, Uvetorah So Yega Yomam V'Layla, and in God's Torah he immerses himself day and night. And this is the key verse that our Gemara expounds that I will discuss today, and that is Vayaka Eitz Shatu Al Palgi Mayim, that if he does this, he will be one who wants to acquire the Torah should be like a tree rooted by the streams of water. And so Vayaka Eitz Shatu Al Palgi Mayim Asher Peryo Yitein Be'aito, who gives fruit in its proper time, Va'aleu Lo Yibol, and whose leaves will not wither, V'chol Asher Yaseh Yatzliach, and if a person does this, whatever he does will succeed. So says our Gemara, what does this mean? Ke'et shatul, like a tree that is rooted by the streams of water. Says our Gemara, it could have said ke'et natua, like a tree that was planted. So comes along Rabbi Yanai, and the Bay Rabbi Yanai, the house of Rabbi Yanai, says ke'et shatul velo ke'et natua. A person should be like a tree that is rooted by the water, but not like a tree that is planted, which teaches us that a person who only studies the Torah from one Rebbe will not acquire a blessing from their studies forever. And Rashi explains that you should be like a tree that is rooted and not like a tree that is planted, because if a tree that is just rooted can be uprooted from one tree and then rooted in a different place, can be uprooted from one portion of the stream and then be rooted in a different place. That's something that we should be aspiring for. However, natua, a tree that is planted, meikaro v'lo zaz misham l'olam. Such a tree is going to be planted in its roots. It's going to be firmly entrenched in the ground and will never move from there forever. Kulmar, says Rashi, ke'et shatul yaseh talmid et atzmo. Our student should make himself like a tree that is rooted, le'lech v'lomod mikol adam, to go and study from every person, and not like an eitz natua that is just immersed firmly before one teacher. And comes along Rav Chista, and Rav Chista says something incredible to the students who were studying with him. Amaru Rav Chista Rabbanan, ba'ino de'emol chumilsa, I want to say something to you, u'mistafina Dishav Kisuli Va'azlisu. But I am so afraid that maybe because I will say this, you will abandon me and you're going to go and study from a different Rebbe. What is it that Rav Chista said to the rabbis, to his students who were there? He said, "Kol lomei Torah mi rav echad einu roes simin bracha l'olam." He said, "Whoever just studies from one teacher is never going to see a blessing from their studies forever." So shavku va'azol kamei derava. So his students, once they heard Rav Chista say, "Go out, you need to study from many teachers," they abandoned him and they went to study from Rava. So Rav Chista said to them, Amar Lahu, this thing which I told you that you're supposed to study from more than one Rebbe, Hani Mui Svara, that's only with respect to analytical skills or sharpening one's mind of logic. However, of a Gemara, when it comes to the studying of the Talmud, Me Rav Echad Adif, there it's better to study from one teacher, Kihechi Dolifog Vulishni, so that you should not have different versions of the exact text. So with respect to analyzing the sources and analyzing the concepts, yes, Rav Chisda is saying you need to study from more than one teacher. But when it comes to knowing the actual text of the Talmud, then when it comes to the actual text, you need to have a firm text. That is what Rav Chisda was saying. But we see from here, this teaching of Rav Chisda is so beautiful because he goes and he tells his students, if you really want to achieve greatness, you can't just study from me. You need to have a different perspective. You need to broaden yourself to often teachers are trying to limit their students from going out into the world. And here Rav Chisda was saying, no, in order to really achieve greatness, you need to go out and diversify. And indeed, the Gemara gives an alternative explanation of this verse, Ke'ich Shaltua Al Palgei Mayim, which the Gemara presents as an alternative explanation, but to me it's really the same. Because comes along Rav Tanchum Bar Chanilai, and he says, what does it mean, Al Palgei Mayim, by streams of water? He says, Palgei, from an expression of Chaluk, of division, meaning to say that a person will Olam Yishalish Adam, Shinosav, a person should always divide their years into thirds. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. One third studying the verses, one third studying the Mishnah, and one third studying the Talmud. And so the Gemara says, well, mi yada inish kamechaye. Does a person know how many years he's going to live? So the Gemara explains, ki kamrinam biyome. When we have this teaching, it refers to each day. Each day should be divided into thirds. As it states in the verse, al palge mayim. The Ritva explains that really, even though we say into thirds, this is until a person becomes expert in their Torah study. But once they become an expert, then a person should spend most of their time in Talmud study. But anyway, we see from here the same idea, that if you really want to acquire Torah study, there needs to be diversification of teachers and diversification of the subjects that one studies. Only if one does this will a person be able to study to achieve the acquisition of the Talmud. And I heard the Reb Chaim Kanievsky, every year he completes the study of the complete Talmud, but also the complete Tanakh, and also the complete Halacha, so he has complete diversification of his Torah study.